developing story this afternoon here on WTOP. The FBI says it has foiled a plot to bomb the Federal Reserve Building in New York City. A 21-year-old man is under arrest.
CBS's Stephanie Lambadakis joins us now. Stephanie, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
What do we know? What is the FBI saying about this?
The FBI is saying that this case fits a familiar plot. In this case, a young man from Bangladesh, Kwasi Nafis is his name, a 21-year-old student, wanted to launch an attack on the American economy and had picked the New York Federal Reserve. He wanted to send a message. He thought possibly if he could carry out this terrorist attack, he could disrupt the American elections. This case started to unfold just in July. So this case is of great concern to the FBI because they don't know yet very much about Nafis. He came from Bangladesh, and he said he was sent here by al-Qaeda to launch an attack and said he had other people who were willing to help him. So when he was arrested this morning, the FBI tried to flip him and tried to get more information. But when he refused to cooperate, then they brought him into court and filed the charges.
So do the FBI agents believe there are other conspirators in this?
That is what they're trying to track down now. They had detained a number of associates, but not fellow students, but have found no other people who may be implicated. What's really interesting about the case is that it was so easy to spot him on these jihadi chat rooms, that a source working for the FBI who's on these chat rooms made contact with this individual and then put him in touch with an undercover FBI agent. And that sets in motion the mechanics of what have become familiar elements with these plots. The person says they want to blow something up. The FBI provides inert explosives. A plan is put together. And in this case, this morning, Nafis and the undercover agent drove to the Federal Reserve, parked the van, went across the street, and Nafis allegedly used a cell phone, repeatedly hitting send to see if a bomb would go off. And nothing happened. And before that, made a martyrdom video. I still think, even when we know that these cases, people call them wannabe cases, that they follow this familiar pattern. We think, oh, that person was never going to pull off this kind of attack. In this case, the person came to the U.S. A young man came here, said he was going to work for al-Qaeda. That was his mission for coming here. The FBI knew very little about him and is still, I think, working this case very hard to see if there's more to it.
All right. CBS's Stephanie Lambadakis, thanks so much.
My pleasure.